You're listening to From the Archives, an NHPR production. I'm Eric Larrabee. ABC Quilts was founded in 1988 at the height of the AIDS epidemic with the mission to lend comfort to babies born with AIDS. Now, its volunteers also make and deliver handmade quilts to abandoned babies and those affected by their mother's drug or alcohol abuse. Ellen Algren of Northwood, New Hampshire began ABC Quilts, delivering 6 baby quilts to Boston City Hospital, each carrying the inscription, "With love and comfort to you." Soon after, ABC Quilts began to grow rapidly and has since delivered more than 500,000 quilts worldwide. Algren spoke with NHPR's Leslie Bennett in 1989 as ABC Quilts was taking off.
This project tells a story of what we as the people of this country can do to comfort and send some love to these children.
From the archives this week, the story of Ellen Algren and ABC Quilts from reporter Leslie Bennett.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
You have some more quilts for me?
There you go.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Postal carriers have become quite familiar with Ellen Algren and her brown shingled farmhouse in Northwood ever since the boxes and letters started arriving by the hundreds. This 70-year-old grandmother has started a project that has captured attention from all over the country and the world. It all began because Ellen likes to quilt. After seeing how her grandchildren treasured their handmade gifts of love and warmth, she thought about other children, children who by many have been forgotten, babies born with AIDS. She founded the AIDS Baby Crib Quilts Project, known as ABC, to provide a quilt for every one of those children. After a slow start last year, Ellen Algren says, the National Quilters Newsletter magazine helped to put hundreds of hands to work.
From this article, we've had responses from about 44 out of the 50 states, including England, Japan, and Australia. They have all called and said, either called or written, that they would like to help and know more about the project. And from that, it's just snowballed.
So far, over 700 quilts have been sent to babies from coast to coast. Most of the children with AIDS live in hospitals because their parents have died from the disease. Algren says this nationwide volunteer effort is bringing a little homespun care to children who wouldn't normally get it.
I have just recently, in July, contacted NACRI, which is the National Association of Children's Hospitals and Related Institutions, and they were so thrilled with this project because, as they said, it's the first positive effort that they've seen, something we can do for these children.
Some people confuse the name's memorial quilt that honors those who have died of AIDS with Algren's project. The ABC program, she says, is for the living.
This project tells a story of what we as the people of this country can do to comfort and send some love to these children, that they're not the forgotten ones that are in a back ward somewhere.
There are currently an estimated 3,000 children with AIDS in this country. The Children's AIDS Program at Boston City Hospital is the first of its kind in the country and a model for others. Children diagnosed HIV positive from birth to 5 years old can live here. Thanks to ABC, now there are handmade quilts chosen to complement each child's personality, adorning beds, wrapped into little balls, or dragged along the floor by the kids. Deanna Forrest is director of the program and says the quilts add a missing piece of the home atmosphere she works hard to provide.
The people up in New Hampshire, they do care. It's obvious to me, it's obvious to all of the folks that work here that they do. And I think people can care in a lot of different kinds of ways. One person makes a quilt, another person donates another good or service to us. That means that everybody does their little piece of it and their little part of it, and that makes the whole process work. That enhances the kids' lives.
All kinds of people have worked to make ABC successful. Friends and neighbors answer phones, help with correspondence, and do whatever is needed to keep the momentum up. Donations come in the mail from strangers wanting to help out in some way, and local businesses offer their services free of charge. But the quilters are the heart of ABC.
You should hear this room. We're all here. It's
every week or so, members of the Northwood Quilting Club get together in Joanne Bailey's kitchen, as they have for 12 years. Yards of fabric are draped on the long kitchen table next to the wood stove. Little sewing baskets full of needles, thread, and fabric scraps within reach of each woman who sits cutting or sewing, wearing a thimble. This club has spread the word of ABC, made some quilts, and even helps to make an occasional stitch and finish an edge of those quilts donated to the project. The link between quilting and activism is not new. It's been around since the mid-1800s. Susan B. Anthony gave her first speech at a quilting bee, and women raised money during the Civil War with quilts. Melody Grawlish is associate professor of English at the University of New Hampshire in Durham. She teaches a class on women's literary traditions that explores the use of quilting and other domestic imagery in literary studies. She says quilting has been one way women have expressed their social activism through the ages.
I think one of the things that's been interesting about women's political work with quilts is that it has all been charity work, and many of the women who participate in it see it not in political terms. In a way, I think these kinds of activities kind of allow women to skirt the sense of thinking about the real implications of politics. And in a way that makes sense because I think most of us feel that the political, particularly women, but most of us feel in the 20th century that the political world is kind of out of our control. And so what women have traditionally done is helped in the way that they can and expressed their values in the way that they can really see themselves as affecting change.
Anne White has been a friend of Ellen Algren's for 20 years and has worked on a number of different volunteer projects with her, but says this one is by far the most rewarding. What will happen down the line? She hopes a cure.
It will just get bigger. Can't get any better, but it will get bigger, I'm sure, until we find a cure for AIDS. And, of course, the happiest day will be when the quilts are no longer needed.
That was Leslie Bennett for NHPR in 1989. Ellen Algren was named New Hampshire Mother of the Year in 1992. She died in 2009 at 90 years old. ABC Quilts is now managed by American Mothers, Inc. For more information, visit americanmothers.org/abc-quilts. We're always uncovering lost stories from the NHPR archives. Check back next week for more of the unexpected at nhpr.org.